Rwanda. The season of Advent is often a time to reflect, give thanks, and hope for the future. In Rwanda, 60% of people are living in extreme poverty. Athanasi and her husband Jean used to be among them. Now, they run a successful shop and farming business, thanks to support from parishes and communities across Ireland. A few years ago, Athanasi and Jean were struggling on their farm to earn a living and keep their two older children in school. They didn't have clean water or electricity. Their older children, who are 7 and 9 years old, were constantly being pulled away from schoolwork to help with the farm and to get water. Athanasi and her husband lived in fear that their children would drop out of school and endure the same hardships as them. In 2009, when Athanasi got a microfinance loan supported by Trokra, she told us, "As well as the loan, I got training at the time in managing my own business. I started at first just planting tomatoes. Found that I was making a good income from it, and then I started to reinvest. 3 years ago, I started my shop. A year later, I bought some land where we are now growing aubergines and beans. Now, during busy months, Athanasi employs up to 15 people through her farm and shop. Thanks to the support of families and parishes across Ireland, families throughout the developing world are able to build a new future for their children. Now that business is going well, we have good access to water from our house," Athanasi says. "We have electricity and my children can focus on their study." Every parent hopes for a better future for their children regardless of where they live. Thanks to the support Trokra receives, Athanasi and Jean can have those same hopes for their children.